Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Surviving Grief. I first would like to thank everyone who tuned into my first podcast. It made my heart glad, and I appreciate the love and support. Today's episode is called Keep Fighting. And I have made a few commitments to myself, commitments rooted in self-love that everyone should do. First, I promise to never give up on myself. I promise to be patient with myself. I promise to always speak up for myself. I promise to protect my energy. I promise to give myself grace. I promise to honor my calling, and I promise to forgive myself. And I named today's episode Keep Fighting because I recognize that this is an everyday battle. And if I don't keep fighting, that means I've given up. So keep fighting. Whatever it is that you're going through, whatever it is that you're grieving, keep fighting. Because one thing that I know for certain and two things for sure is that if God brought you to it, he will bring you through it. And I was looking at something on YouTube the other day, and the preacher said, you know, we often say God won't put more on us than we can bear. But the truth is, God does put more on us than we're able to bear. And he does it to show us that he will bear it. And, you know, in the greatest fight of your life, of the things that I'm dealing with right now, my greatest strength, while I have a good support system, my greatest strength is coming from God, because there are times when I can't call on my support system. I'm up in the middle of the night walking, going through it, or whatever is going on, and it's just me and God. And I have to rely solely on God to get me through in that moment. That may look like fighting the anxiety, fighting the panic attacks, fighting the voice of the enemy who will let you know that nothing's changed. Like, what are you waiting for? Why are you here? And if the enemy gets in your mind, because the mind is the devil's battleground. And I don't care if you have to get on your knees and just cry out to God to help you. Keep fighting no matter what. Don't give up. And I'm going to read some excerpts from my book, Surviving Grief in the Darkness, Hold On to God. And someone said, before I could release the weight of my sadness and pain, I first had to honor its existence. All days are not good days. Some days when navigating the mountain of grief, you have to just lean into it. You cannot gaslight yourself into thinking you're okay. It's the worst thing you could ever do. Denying the pain you feel won't heal you. It prolongs it. My pain, although harsh to me, I know that God is using it to propel me into my purpose. No one likes to be in pain. Transition is scary, is uncomfortable. As human beings, we love the familiar, especially when you don't know what's coming next. When God is ushering you into a new season of your life, it's important that you make room for it. Don't remember the former things, because God is not going to bless anything that left. He's going to bless what you got left. God is about to do a new thing, so don't even ponder the past. The past is gone. We're moving on. If you're not aware that something new is coming, you will never make room for the new. And while it feels comfortable to stay in the familiar, it's dangerous. God is removing the familiar for a reason, to usher you into the new season of your life. Turn the page. It's okay to, you know, move on to the next chapter. You know, I was thinking that sometimes you know, we don't talk about the times that, you know, we're angry with God because he didn't do something, or he did something and we don't agree with it. And, you know, I was thinking when my pastor said, you know, God told him to take the kid, told me to take the kids. And I'm thinking like, okay, God, but your daughter is going through. My depression is here, my anxiety, you know, and I thought that was so unfair of God to do that to me. Like, you see what I'm already going through, and it's like you put more on me. And, you know, I'm tired. And I just, you know, I didn't like that, you know. And there are times throughout my day where I have to speak to myself. Cheryl, you're going to be okay. Then I had to change that. No, Cheryl, you are okay. Then it goes back to Cheryl, you're going to be okay. Because, you know, when the anxiety comes, you know, I got to encourage myself that much more. And, you know, I want to wake up and today will be that day of my deliverance, my complete healing. So today wasn't that day of complete deliverance and healing, but I'm going to keep fighting, because tomorrow may very well be that day of complete deliverance. You know, when I was growing up in the church I grew up, my pastor used to pray, and he used to say, we are praying for complete deliverance, rebuke the misery and the cause thereof, in Jesus' name, amen. And, you know, now that I'm older, when I think about that, you know, I like the way he said that. God, complete deliverance and rebuke the misery and the cause thereof. God, we want you to rebuke whatever caused them to be in the space that they're in. Because if you rebuke the misery and the cause thereof, then there's complete deliverance. And, you know, when I think about that, you know, it makes me feel reassured. And, you know, I say, Cheryl, it's going to be okay. You know, we've all been there. It's painful to let go of your will for God's will. And learning how to steward the pain takes a strength that only a kind God can give. Life gets better when you let go and let God. And I mean so, so much better. The first chapter of my book is Embracing Your Grief Journey. And in the first paragraph of my book, grief can be harsh. It can tear down the strongest person mentally and emotionally and physically. And God gave me the scripture that my mom would recite every night after we prayed. Lift up your head, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. That's in Psalms 24, 9 and 10. Because when you lift up your head, you know, even if you're in the bed at night crying, you're looking up. Look up to God. He is the King of glory. You can call on him. And he'll answer. And I just, you know, had to remind myself to trust in the inherent wisdom of God to guide me through and to trust the process and hold on to hope that God is with me and he is a very present help in a time of trouble. And I know that moving forward isn't easy, but I also know that it's possible. I know your heart may not be ready to let go just yet, but I also know that it's necessary. I know that you're wondering if you will find happiness again, but I also know that you can. I know that it's hard to see past this moment, but this moment doesn't last forever. If people can be temporary in your life, then so can feelings. Feel everything you need to feel in this moment, as this feeling is necessary to your healing. Hold on to the hope that you can carry yourself through this pain and uncertainty until the days feel a little brighter and your soul feel a little lighter. God will give you a peace that makes no sense, a ridiculous peace that will enable you to sleep on the boat like Jesus did in the middle of the storm. And you won't be able to explain when you should be freaking out, having a panic attack, anxiety. Faith is believing in advance what would only make sense in reverse. Worrying is a waste of time. And I will say it again, be still and know that I am God. And God was giving you reassurance. And every time I go on my walk to calm my anxiety or panic or whatever, I said to myself, Cheryl, be still and know. And behind that, I say what my mama told me. God is going to strengthen and establish you. And right now, if I'm being honest with you, it does not look like I'm being strengthened or established in no way, shape, form, or fashion. I'm going to just be honest with you. But I know that I say in my book that I have been gracefully broken. And I say that because the very thing that the enemy was using to take me out, God is sustaining me. Because just like Job, God allowed the enemy to do certain things to him. But he said, you can't have his life. And I feel like every time when that anxiety and that depression and the panic gets so bad and the enemy be riding my back, God saying, I'm going to let you have that one, but you can't have her life. And I was on Sunday, I was going through like really, really bad. I had a really bad breakdown, and I walked like 6 times. Like, I have no appetite, so my weight is steady coming off, and the enemy was riding me, and I knew it was the enemy. And I came back to the house, I sat down, and I got up because I couldn't sit still, and I had to go walking again. And on my walk back, I had to call my Aunt Deb, and I called her, and I said, you know, right then, you know, when she heard me, she knew something was off. And she was driving, and she pulled over, and she just began to go to God on my behalf. And, you know, I'm not even ashamed to say, you know, I was under a tree in the pine needles. And in that moment, I didn't care because the enemy was riding my back so much. And I just needed some relief. And I called her, and she prayed. I mean, she prayed, and I could feel God just lifting that up off of me. And I felt in that moment, you know, that God had me, and the enemy was trying his best to take me out of here Sunday. And, you know, I'm fighting. And when I say that I'm fighting, y'all, I'm fighting. I'm fighting because I know that the enemy is after my purpose. He's trying to take my power away from me. And that's my power, to be able to recognize him and to call on God when I need him most. And I just want to thank my Aunt Deb for, you know, going to God for me. You know, that's why I say you need a circle. You need some people who can stand in the gap for you when you can't stand in the gap for yourself. And I thank God that I have that. And, you know, I'm forever grateful for my village, because, man, if I didn't have my village, my mama probably would have been burying me a long time ago. And I thank God for my kids. You know, they call and they check on me, and, you know, they make sure I'm good, and we talk, and we, you know, we're building new things together. And, you know, I thank God, because, you know, I need them just as much as they need me. And, you know, I'm learning so much about myself in this season. I know that I probably will never be the same after losing my baby. Not that that's a bad thing, but I'm going to be better. I'm striving to be better. And, you know, when I say I'm fighting, you know, in the first episode, I said, I have mentioned that my pastor had came to me, you know, what God told him to, you know, tell me about the kids. And I was like, man, like, okay, God, this too much. Like, is this a joke? Because you know the space that I'm in. You know, I'm not equipped to be doing all this right now. And again, if God brings you to it, he's going to bring you through it. And I, you know, practice, you know, self-compassion and some gentleness. You know, I'm very hard on myself. I hate, you know, I told my mom one time that I hate, you know, I'm 52 and I hate where I'm at in my life. I feel like I don't have anything to show for my life, and I want to be proud of me, and I want my kids to be proud of me. I want to make a difference, and God said, you will make a difference, but you can't make the difference that I need you to make without clearing some things out. We got to clean this attic out. Your cup is full, but your cup is full with things that I can't work with, things that I need you to get rid of. So once you empty out your cup, then I'll fill your cup. You know, so I can remember, you know, trying to be strong, you know, in the face of people, and inwardly just falling apart. And now I'm learning that, okay, if I'm not strong, okay, I'm just not strong. Not today. I'm not strong today. And that's okay if I'm not strong today. You know, I'll try again tomorrow. And, you know, I'm thinking, I could have never, ever imagined being here in this space that I am. I mean, I could never, you know, see myself here. And I was talking to, I think, my baby girl the other day, and I said, healing hurts worse than the trauma. And in my book, I said, there's a deep loneliness that comes in the midst of healing. When you finally reach the place of valuing your heart and mind enough to protect it and draw lines with whose energy you will accept in your life. We don't talk about we're afraid that in admitting that perhaps we're not truly healing, but we are. It's the very act of choosing loneliness over people who hurt you that proves healing has been working. I'm not lonely or alone, but in this new season of my life, I am choosing my aloneness with God. And as long as God is asleep on the boat, I have a feeling that everything will be all right. And I'm going to keep fighting. And that means I had to remove some people out of my life to be okay. Then that's okay. You know, don't allow entitled people to reap where they have not sown. After you have climbed out of the darkness of depression and grief and have done everything but die, protect it. That is your harvest. People will fully take advantage of the best that you are. And the next season of my life, no, this season, it will cost more to be around me. That will include honesty, integrity, and reciprocity. Give yourself permission to charge what you're worth. There is a peace that comes with a new beginning. So don't be afraid to let go. God will often send a wake-up call in the form of a heartbreak Now it's up to you to transmute that energy, deepen your faith, and go get your blessing. These moments often arrive when you need them the most. You have been stagnant long enough, Cheryl. Now it's time, and anybody else who's listening, now it's time for you to walk in your divine purpose. I am by nature a giver. I forgive easily, which has led to me being hurt and not cared for in the way I should have been. I often see the red flags, but bypass them because I want to believe otherwise. Don't let anything slide. The saying, when people show you who they are, believe them the first time. I am learning so many things about myself. I won't let that change me, but I will be selective from here on out about who gets to eat at my table. And I said, in this fighting, keep fighting. Whatever you do, hold on to God. And I ask God to save me from me. All that I have been through, it may have left some scars, but I ask you to allow me to lean on you. And if I fall, God, allow me to rise once again. Let my tears be your strength to go on in the days that I may struggle. Don't let me revert back, but remind me that you are my strength and I am covered by your unwavering love for me. There is something so powerful in being broken. You think you're a mess. You think it's the end. But little do you know, it's the beginning. It's the beginning of the most wonderful blessing you have ever obtained. And one day you'll look back and feel so blessed by the pain, because the pain molded you. It strengthened you. It brought you to the feet of Jesus, and the place birthed the beautiful new you. And I know you don't feel it now, but oh, baby, it's coming. People will treat you the way they see you. But if you would see yourself the way God sees you, you would give a lot of people a swift farewell. After all you've been through and all hell has seemingly broken loose, God said, I'll never leave you. Neither will I forsake you. And that's a promise. My faith has been tested more times than I can even count. And sometimes I have wondered, where was God in all this? And sometimes, yeah, I still wonder. I know he's there. And I know that he loves me enough to sometimes be quiet during the test. And again, it may not always feel good, but I know that it's working for my good. And chapter 7 of my book is called Cultivating Resilience and Strength. And we'll delve a little bit into that more on the next episode. But keep fighting. Keep fighting. You know, God will break your heart to save your soul. Cultivating resilience and strength. Thank you for joining me today. And I look forward to podcast number 3. And I thank everyone for all the love and support. And I'm hoping that book release can happen next week. I love you all. Until next time.
Will your heart and soul say yeah?